Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Jordan Maxwell with us, and again, I apologize to the callers that were holding earlier. We were on other topics, but we're going to ask Jordan if he wants to take a few phone calls coming up in the next segment before he leaves us. If he doesn't, I totally understand. I don't mean to put him on the spot. I forgot to ask during the break. Jordan, you want to take a few calls, a few wild card questions, or do you want to just talk another 20 minutes?
Well, I mean, there's so much we could talk about, but we can always do it later with other things. There's a couple of comments I wanted to make about the subject we were talking about before we go to the calls. Because in Genesis 18, it says three men come walking up into the camp, and Abraham recognized that it was Almighty God. And in the scriptures, it's in capital letters. It was Almighty God. And as I said, the word for God walked and talked with Adam in the cool of the evening. Walked and talked was a word in Hebrew, which means to be able to hear someone walking on leaves and branches. So it was as if somebody actually was walking and talking with this creature we call Adam. Now, if you remember that the Apostle Paul said in Christian scripture that some have entertained, he said, always be hospitable to all men, for some have entertained angels unaware. So the implication both in Judaism and Christianity is that the God, the creator, looks like us. He said, come, let us make man in our image, after our likeness. Therefore, it's very possible that what we are seeing as world leaders are, in point of fact, not human. They look like us. And, of course, in Hollywood, we've got all these movies for years with all these alien demons and off-world entities, but they look human. They look like us. And the Apostle Paul did say that some have entertained angels unaware. So what is the implication of this? Very simple. We may be, right now, the human race may be in the clutches of entities who look like human, but this would explain why there is no compassion whatsoever for humans. They don't care about killing people, babies, children, burning and destroying, because in point of fact, in my opinion, they're not fully human. It's an incredible story, but it's right there in the Bible and in the Hindu, all of the different religions of the world talk about the aliens who came here who looked like humans and made us. It's an extraordinary story. You better go back and start doing your homework on what the Bible
says. Well, this is what the elite believe. I mean, why do you think John Carpenter made a movie about it? Or all these ancient cultures, the body snatchers, all of it. Regardless, this is what the elite believe, so that's why it's important for us to look at it.
That's exactly right. No doubt about it. But yeah, we can take some calls. It doesn't necessarily mean I'll have any answers, but we can talk to calls. I would be happy to.
Well, you know, that's why they promote racism, all this division. They've got to get us fighting with each other while they're literally creating a breakaway civilization. And Ray Kurzweil and all of them say they're going to become God and live forever. So regardless, they're trying to become gods, building a technological tower of Babel or Babel. The toll-free number to talk to Jordan Maxwell is 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. But we're going to go to break, come back with a long segment to the bottom of the hour, and then you'll be gone. We appreciate your time. I'm going to skip the next break. But Jordan, that's what I want you to think about. JordanMaxwellShow.com. Glad you're doing a podcast. People should go there and check it out. It's very thought-provoking, even if you disagree with some of it, folks. We're just simply trying to explore and think here. But I want you to think about the point of can it be defeated? Can it be stopped? And are they trying to become omnipresent? Or why are they trying to become omnipresent? Jordan Maxwell on the other side. So cogitate on that, Jordan. And again, I'm really proud of it. It's the new trailer, They Live trailer 2014, for a hypothetical film. I guess we could get old John Carpenter and Rowdy Piper and make a new one. But it ties it into the real world. Very powerful. I can read the comments on YouTube and on the site. Listeners are flipping out over it. It's pretty powerful. And it's been sent out on my tweet at Real Alex Jones as well. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
What do you do you think about the FBI saying that there was a terror alert on Monday about a potential Fort Hood situation?
The police are shoving people, shoving Alex, shoving the crowd.
Here we go, folks, I'm being assaulted.
Whether it's the radio show, the news websites, documentary films, or the nightly news, InfoWars is the tip of the spear.
Is this another false flag stage attack to take our civil liberties and put more homeland security by sticking a hands down on pants on the streets?
It's up to us to set brush fires in the minds of men and women everywhere. And that's what PrisonPlanet.tv is designed to do.
If you watch, the Assad regime is going to be blamed or accused of using chemical weapons against the so-called rebels.
What we see now is a war against reality. It's a war against the truth.
It's more vital than ever that supporters of freedom become members of PrisonPlanet.tv and share their membership with up to 11 friends and family. Visit InfoWarsNews.com today. Become a member, share your membership, and help take the InfoWar to the next level.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is a special news alert to consumers who owe back taxes to the IRS.
Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing during the decline in the U.S. economy, the Internal Revenue Service is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers on back taxes, resulting in back taxes reduced by thousands of dollars. An open phone line has been established by Federal Tax Relief for consumers to call and see if you qualify for this reduction. To ensure your financial stability during this decline in the economy, take down this number or store it in your cell phone, but call 1-800-210-1349. That's 1-800-210-1349. If you owe back taxes to the IRS, there's no need to fear anymore. The IRS is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers, resulting in tax debts reduced by thousands of dollars. For your free information and to see if you qualify for your reduction, call the Federal Tax Relief Hotline, 1-800-210-1349. 1-800-210-1349. That's 1-800-210-1349.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We've only got time for one more final segment with Jordan Maxwell. And I really appreciate him coming on. Look forward to having him back on to cover world events and get into symbolism more. I want to take a few phone calls for him here in just a moment from Frank, Steve, Dustin, and others. But Jordan, take a few minutes to talk about any other subject that you think is important or tidbits you'd like to break down here on air today.
Well, I would love to talk about, and we need to do a show on this, Alex, maybe a two-hour show, because this is very important stuff, is how money is created. And it's based, all money is based on water. And once you understand that there are two kinds of law on the earth, we call it the law of the land and the law of the sea. So we've all heard the term the law of the land, but why do you have a law of the land? Because on the opposing side is the law of the sea, the law of water. So we say that a law of water is money, it's banking, the law of water. This is why, where do you have a bank? You go into a bank. Where do you find a bank? It's on both sides of a river. It's called a river bank. What does a river bank do? It directs the flow of the currency. Because your money is called currency. It's a current. Ebb and flow, back and forth, comes and goes. And so it's a current, and it's called currency, and it's also water. So we say money goes through your hands like water. Of course it's water.
And by the way, in the Academy Award-winning film Network, when he talks to the top globalist, he tells Howard Beale, "You have meddled with the tidal forces of nature, Mr. Beale, and you will atone, and I will not have it." And he describes it as water.
That's exactly right. It is water. And so it's called maritime admiralty. Now, it really gets into some deep and fascinating stuff because the Earth is considered a vessel in space. It's a spaceship. And since it's a vessel in space, it's carrying the blood of the human race. So this is why we have a blood vessel, because it's you are part of a living entity floating through space. And so it all has to do with water, shipping. When your mother, you know, your father manufactured while your mother was in labor, building you in the delivery room, just like you have your refrigerator delivered to you.
And we're human resources.
Exactly, resource. And then when you find out that in order to understand banking and water, the sea, all the terms which are used, and well, I will get into this later on another program, but so it's on board a ship. So when a ship pulls into harbor, where the ship parked is called its berth, B-E-R-T-H. A ship is parked in its berth, and every item on that ship coming off represents money. So every item has to have a certificate of manifest. It's called a birth certificate. But when you were born, you came out of your mother's water, her water broke.
And now they're phasing out the land law, and they're going purely to
purely
admiralty
to
that's always been known as more authoritarian and oppressive.
Absolutely, and it has to do with the shipping, and this is why you have a citizenship, a companionship, dealership, scholarship, courtship, friendship. It all has to do with shipping. It has to do with monetary money on the high seas. Pirates of the Caribbean, get it? As though there's a world of occult knowledge dealing with banking, with money, how it works. And this stuff is hundreds, if not thousands of years old. It can be traced all the way back to the Phoenicians, Canaanites, Sumerians, and actually back to Babylonia itself. You need to understand how the world really works.
Well, let's set this up now and take a few calls. How about 2 hours someday next week? You tell me what day that your Skype's great. Looks like you're here in studio with us. We'll do 2 hours because I know you're dead on about the money, the admiralty, the Venetian / Roman admiralty law, which was the first banking bills of Leyden manifest, and how that became the British Empire when they got run out of Italy and out of France. And it's just all mainline history, and people don't even know mainline history. They have to understand that now they're coming into a new system where they plan to turn off the resources and cull most of the population. So I want to talk about the end game with you. So pick a day before you leave us when we go to break here, and the show's over in a few minutes. Jordan Maxwell, jordanmaxwellshow.com. People should go check things out there and also donate to get your operation back up and running after some health issues and the sabotage, so people can certainly hear from him. And you judge a tree by its fruits. Jordan Maxwell really gets people thinking. And that's what matters, is getting people outside the box, or to see the pipes, not to be in the pipes, but outside the pipes, out of the matrix, out of the little tub, little barrel they want to keep us in, and to break the subliminal programming. And it's very close to happening. So we'll talk to him next week. But let's go to five calls right now. Quick questions for Jordan Maxwell. Dustin in Nebraska, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi.
Yes, you're on the air. Go ahead.
I was just wanting to ask, my brother is 2 years done from completing his Jesuit vocation. Do they brainwash priests that are studying to become priests? And then should I warn my brother that we are truth behind Jesuits?
Well, I'm not really understanding the question.
I mean, he's asking about the Jesuits and if his brother's been brainwashed. Thank you for the call.
Yeah. Well, you just go and do some research on Jesuits and on the Vatican and where it came from, when it was founded, by who founded the Vatican, and then look into the whole concept of something called corporation souls, S-O-L-E, corporation soul. It's a political standing or political office developed by the Vatican for the Vatican. It has to do with royalty in Europe. Just remember, This is a very basic concept. For at least 2,000
years. The Vatican gave franchises to royal families.
Exactly. And precisely. That's why the royal families of Europe say that they are appointed by God. They have a divine ordination. Well, when you talk about divine, who? What God? Well, the Vatican.
Yeah, I wouldn't say the Jesuits are brainwashed. They are given Jesuitical thinking, which means triple-sided or more, to see things from all different angles.
Yes. I'm going to add something that I can't explain it fully now, but we will talk about later. This whole idea of the Jesuit influence on world government and world politics is extremely interesting when you get into the religious aspect of Jesus on the earth and the church and Christianity. It's very, very devious. It's very, very big.
Very interesting. Let's go ahead and talk to Steve in Maine. You're on the air. Go ahead. Your question.
Hey, Alex. How you doing?
Good, good. Go ahead.
Question for Jordan. Derogable children.
Again, I'm not hearing it well.
He's saying, our listeners, usually people can't hear good on Skype. I don't know why. It's Dear Go Children. He wants to know if you know about that.
No, I'm not familiar, I guess, with that term. What was the first word again?
D-I-R-G-I-O, child.
Oh, yeah. No, no.
Caller, do you got something that we can to talk about?
A lot of people with these are like people, dyslexia, ADHD, and they seem
sure,
to
they're saying
different.
That there's a transformation in children and that the human species is rapidly changing and these are actually gifted children. I'm familiar somewhat with it.
Yeah,
go ahead.
Well, I am too with that, with the indigo children and the, you know.
Yeah, I think you mean indigo children, not deergo. Go ahead. Yeah, tell us about indigo children, Maxwell. Thanks, Steve.
Well, I mean, indigo children, the implication is that it's a whole new kind of human that's being born into the world, and it very well might have something to do with God doing it instead of us, because these children that are being born today seem to be far more sensitive and intelligent and inquisitive and knowing things without studying them. You know, when I talk to young children, it's as if they already know there's something wrong. And the only 8 and 7 or 8 years old, they already realize.
Oh, my children like say stuff that 75-year-old people wouldn't say, just out of the blue.
Exactly.
It's unbelievable.
Right.
Well, for every action, there's an equal and opposite reaction. Most of the children look totally brain damaged and half dead. But then you're going to see a manifestation, archetypal, epigenetics, you name it, resisting it. You're going to see also this is the incredible time to be alive.
It's not that right.
It's the great age of exploration here. Let's talk to Frank in West Virginia. Sorry, we got to go fast. Go ahead, Frank.
Yes, just to ask you about this one topic you brought up at quite some length, Genesis 1:27. So God created man in his own image. Now, Mr. Maxwell, you quoted another passage which was correct. However, your understanding that God did not create man is not true. It is clear God created man in his own image.
Oh, I do believe God made man. I mean, he was getting into the other quote, though, about what that definition means.
All about replenish. Yeah, and there's also replenish, which, if you check the root word, this is a primary Hebrew word, the root word, which is malah. It means to fill, not to refill or to fill over again, but just simply to fill.
Well, listen, it's open for debate, and we will take more calls when he's on for 2 hours next week getting into money, but we'll spend at least 30 minutes on calls. I'm sorry to Shelley and Jim, we're out of time. Closing comments, I appreciate this interesting interview. Jordan Maxwell.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much, Alex, for having me on. And as you said, yes, I've been under attack for a long time, and I'm finally getting an opportunity to be heard, and I thank you for that. And for those people who would like to help me with my legal problems, I'm struggling to, at 74 years old, I'm struggling to fight to get all that belongs to me that I've worked for all my life to get it back. But I have to do it in court, and that costs money. And the people who took my website and my products and took the money, they have also, you need to know, my email has been redirected to the people who own my
website.
Okay,
so the only place to go is JordanMaxwellShow.com. We'll talk to you again next week. You can do next week, right?
Yes, and I'd be happy to.
Don't hang up. We're going to set it up right now with me. Nico and the crew. Great job with the crew, sponsors, everybody. Very thought-provoking. Thank you very much, Jordan Maxwell. God bless you all. We'll be back tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central, Nightly News Tonight, 7.
Harvest Right is the world's first in-home freeze dryer. Freeze dry your own fruits, vegetables, meats, and full meals. With Harvest Right, you can prepare foods that last 25 years, preserving its freshness, nutrition, color, and taste. All your food can be freeze dried. So don't throw away your leftovers. Freeze dry them with this incredible in-home money-saving freeze dryer. Go to harvestright.com to see how the Harvest Right freeze dryer works. That's harvestright.com.
Mother's Day is right around the corner. If you haven't ordered Mother's Day flowers yet, visit ProFlowers.com for an amazing deal. Get 100 gorgeous blooms for mom with a free glass vase for $19.99. Her flowers are guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least one full week. The only way to get this incredible deal is to go to ProFlowers.com/radio right now and enter the code PLOW, P-L-O-W. That's ProFlowers.com/radio and enter code PLOW, P-L-O-W.
It's been said, those who control the food control the people. Are you concerned about GMO foods making you sick and affecting your mind? Many people suffer from lack of energy, insomnia, loss of stamina, weight gain, and the inability to think clearly. Genetically modified crops, processed foods, and toxic chemicals can compromise your health and are silently destroying your digestive system, which accounts for 80% of your immune system. Take back control of your health with Pro-EM1 Probiotic from Terragenics. Pro-EM1 Probiotic helps protect your body against irritable bowel syndrome, constipation, Crohn's disease, celiac disease, diabetes, the common cold, and much more. And including a powerful probiotic like Pro-EM1 as part of your daily routine puts you back in control and prevents you from becoming a mindless zombie manipulated by the pharmaceutical and GMO agendas. Call Terraganics at 866-369-3678 or visit Terraganics.com. TerraGanix.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
A chemical spill contaminating the water supply in 9 West Virginia counties.
This year alone, over 300,000 people in West Virginia had their drinking water contaminated.
What are the health effects of having these drugs in our drinking water?
It's forced medical treatment without the consent of residents.
My friends, water filtration is one of the most basic actions you can take to protect you and your family from the harmful toxins and heavy metals in your tap water.
On average, the county says it sprays with glyphosate at least once a week.
Few filters cut out the glyphosate that is found in water supply worldwide. Remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, hydrofluorosilicic acid, sodium hexafluorosilicate.
Fluoride, it is in teeth and coffees and waters and breads and toothpaste.
It is our responsibility to protect our families. The establishment's not going to do it. It's time to take action. It's time to filter our water. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and use promo code WATER to get 10% off their entire family of incredible products. Or call toll free 888-253-3139.
Concerns over our troops near the Ukrainian border, Mr. Putin said, after meeting with the president of Switzerland, the current head of the Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe. We have pulled them back today. They are not at the Ukrainian border, but in places of regular exercises at training grounds. Russia positioned 40,000 troops at least on the border. Meanwhile, NATO is pouring troops into Ukraine, advisors, CIA, the director of the CIA has been there, and they're pouring them into Poland and other areas. And they are moving them in up against the Russian border and saying they're going to permanently be there. That's what's being pushed. This is outrageous. Major provocation. I'm going to say it again. The West tried to get the Ukraine to go under the EU and be annexed. They see the EU like the blob, like a giant demonic amoeba, eating these countries, appointing presidents, bankrupting everything, stealing the pension funds, nationalizing everything, handing it over to the globalists. It's not privatization, it's robbing and calling it privatization. And they say, we don't want to join that. And then they overthrow the government and call them freedom fighters. And then some of the Russian folks who've been there forever when it was part of Russia say, we don't want to be under this. And they send tanks and helicopters in to kill them. And our media calls it wonderful and beautiful. And then Obama says that this is a duly elected government. It was not elected. It was appointed by the looters. If a million of us go to Washington and burn something down, and then say, we make this guy our leader, that's a dictator. That's going from one corrupt oligarchy to a dictatorship. If we ever overthrew a corrupt government, that's our right in the Declaration of Independence and in common sense, it's an organic right, we would have to then have national referendums and elect leaders again. It would be done, obviously, the best systems at the state level. Reconstituting the republic is my plan. Having a revolution to restore the republic, because it's really a restoration. And many constitutional scholars agree with me. Bruce Fine and many others. Bruce Fine, by the way, is on tomorrow about the multi-pronged attack to take over the internet by the FCC and others. But the FCC head says we'll censor free speech of Drudge Report by name. The White House is obsessed with it and says, how do we shut it down? Well, this is how they do it. We're going to break that down. I mean, this is all happening and it's all connected. They're not going after the free speech for nothing. They're getting ready to kill the dollar, hammer the value of everything in this country, bring us into a depression to break our will. And Obama is saying that a coup government is elected. Folks, that's a total lie. That's 2 + 2 = 5. Our new flag, the American flag, I want our graphics department to have a new American flag that we put out on the Twitter and we put out on the Facebook, that is the blue area is a 2 + 2 = 5. And then in the bottom white stripe, it says the new official flag of Common Core, or the new official Obama flag, the new official brainwashing flag of Common Core. I mean, our flag should be 2 + 2 = 5, just like Orwell said in 1984. The ability to say 2 + 2 = 4 is everything. Because if you can do that, you can say, this is not unelected government. It was appointed by NATO. Just like in Greece, just like in Italy, they have appointed presidents by the IMF and World Bank. And it doesn't matter, though. Obama says, we'll play the clip right now. Obama says it's duly elected. Here it is.
What they cannot accept, understandably, is the notion that they are simply an appendage, an extension of Russia, and that the Kremlin has veto power over decisions made by a duly elected government in Kiev.
I mean, ladies and gentlemen, that is like saying that Lenin was elected. Lenin was not elected. They overthrew the government and took over. That's like saying Julius Caesar was elected. He just took power. I mean, this is 1984. When the president does not get called by any prostitute whore media, the president does not get called on saying 2 + 2 = 5. A generation of kids being actually taught that. I mean, that is the biggest slap in the face. All of this is. These people are not liberals. They are flaming, fascist, brainwashing, psych warfare, gibbering criminals with a lust to destroy reality.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Coming up.
on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
General, what do you think about the FBI saying that there was a terror alert on Monday about a potential Fort Hood situation?
The police are shoving people, shoving Alex, shoving the crowd.
Here we go, folks, I'm being assaulted.
Whether it's the radio show, the news websites, documentary films, or the nightly news, InfoWars is the tip of the spear.
Is this another false flag stage attack to take our civil liberties and put more homeland security by sticking our hands down on pants on the streets?
It's up to us to set brush fires in the minds of men and women everywhere. And that's what PrisonPlanet.tv is designed to do.
You watch, the Assad regime is going to be blamed or accused of using chemical weapons against the so-called rebels.
What we see now is a war against reality. It's a war against the truth.
It's more vital than ever that supporters of freedom become members of PrisonPlanet.tv and share their membership with up to 11 friends and family. Visit InfoWarsNews.com today. Become a member, share your membership, and help take the InfoWar to the next level.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified, super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE. Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are here back live. Again, thank you so much for joining us. It is simply a huge development that Russia is pulling its troops back from the border, but that's not even the big issue. Putin also told separatist Russians that are the majority in eastern Ukraine to not have a referendum in multiple cities this weekend, and that basically Russia is not going to accept them into Russia. So on the surface, it's a complete capitulation by Vladimir V. Putin to George Soros, NATO, the Rothschilds, and the New World Order, because they threatened to grab the senior Russian command's Swiss bank accounts. This is global governance. This is the total control. The Swiss socialists are all on record above the law and do not have to pay taxes. That's all over the Swiss news, while raising taxes to 101% on the middle class to destroy them last year. And we have another amazing article showing the fact that Russia is set for destruction by the globalists and China is to be used. If you look at State Department Memorandum 7277 and the police exchange program that Bernadine Smith and others have tirelessly exposed, back in the 60s, 70s, 80s, and 90s, when there was no alternative media, they would just put in the newspaper, hey, Chinese troops are here in town helping run checkpoints. And Czechoslovakian troops, Czech Republic troops, are in Scotland running checkpoints. And Israeli troops are in California running checkpoints. And I've gotten video of this myself. And then they send foreign troops to Israel and to Czech Republic, and they send American troops there to run checkpoints, and then American troops to Canada to run checkpoints during the last Winter Olympics there. That was in the major papers. Look it up. U.S. troops patrol Canada. And it showed them checking people's ID in the bar district of major cities on the front of the paper. We covered that here. It's bad to have your own troops randomly checking your IDs in the middle of the road or on a bar district. And they have the National Guard, State Guards doing it everywhere to acclimate people. Then you bring in foreign troops. This is French news agency, Agency French Press, AFP, Chinese police to help patrol Paris streets. You just heard me read that. And of course they've got a reason why a million Chinese tourists come a year, and some of them have been mugged, oh my goodness, by the giant third world populations that are in France. And the reason I won't go to France, because everybody I know that goes there says they get mugged. I don't care if you're Chinese, black, white, what you are. You get mugged by the Euro trash and by the giant third world populations that have poured into France, and the police will do nothing when the young hoods burn cities. They're too busy taking two-hour lunches and eating fine salads. Remember Max Kaiser describing why he left France, and he said they'll be rioting and burning buildings, and the French riot cops are throwing fits and eating the finest meals with literal tablecloths and tables they set up in the streets while people are burning things, and they will have their French cuisine. And I'm not bashing the French. They have a lot of beautiful culture and the rest of it, but it shows what decadence turns a country into. We certainly have our own problems. They're not having kids in France. They've given up. He talked about how in their apartment it was leaking for 2 weeks in the summer, flooding the whole building. He said it was like a 10-story building, flooding it from five floors up and dripping into the main concierge area. And he would go and say, you've got to do something. And there was one person there saying, sorry, everyone's on vacation, till the ceiling fell in. This is decadence, ladies and gentlemen. A 100% tax, though, if you actually try to make a million euros a year. You already paid 70-plus percent federal tax there. Now it's gone to 101%. So you just give up, shut down, and only let big chains and globalist operations operate who are exempt. They're exempt from almost all the taxes, and the French socialist, the scum of earth. The model for America, Obama 2 years ago hired the top French Marxist, forget her name, you can pull it up, female top economist of France, to set U.S. policy. You can look it up. In fact, the headline is, Obama hires French economist to economic council. And this woman, they call her a socialist. You look her up, she's a hardcore Marxist. And this is who is going to run the country. But and remember, all the big billionaires, they love it. All the George Soroses love it. All the war, and I know I said I'd take your calls. I'm ranting and going off on this same jag every day. Renowned French economist to join Obama team. Looks like a 12-year-old boy. But she's a woman, so it's okay. Is that Rachel Maddow, the same cloning tank? Or is that Janet Reno's daughter? Or is that Big Sis's younger clone? Let's scroll down and read about her. That's France before. France's Esther Duflo. A star. Oh, you're a star. Economist. When you go to be part of the sex trade, in California and get ripped off and get, you're a star, though, so it's okay. It's just the same thing. You're a star when you vote for Obama. You're a star when you're a commie. A star economist who was once named one of Time Magazine's 100 most influential people in the world has been nominated by U.S. President Obama to help shape U.S. global development policy. And they just launder all our tax money out to the IMF and World Bank. Oh, thank you. Yay. Let me get back to this. Chinese police to help patrol Paris streets. Well, they already patrol Hollywood. Can't have anything criticizing communism or communist China. Or the film doesn't get released. That's okay to have them be the biggest owners of our fake debt. That's okay to have them being leveraged to deindustrialize our country and use their people as total slaves. Chinese police will help patrol tourist destinations in Paris this summer. Yeah, I mean, they can't get the French police to do anything. After a rise in muggings and attacks on Chinese tourists, it says the French government is bringing them in with full police power. And I'll never forget a News 8 Austin piece probably 4 or 5 years ago I saw with my own eyeballs and played here on air. They said Austin police are being sent to Tokyo in an exchange program so Tokyo police can come here and arrest people. And in future programs with exchanges with police from other areas, they'll be here patrolling our street. I mean, it's just a global police force. Standardized codes, standardized uniforms, standardized socialism, standardized domestic security force. This is the UN Army, is the CHICOMS. That's been the plan since the 60s. The CIA is a foreign banking cartel. Front group. They have been there day one, putting Mao Zedong into power in 1949 with the master plan. To take the hardworking, smart Chinese workers, give them slave wages, set up taxes worldwide where you can't operate in the West, move everything to China, consolidate power, deindustrialize, domesticate the general population, roll in your tyranny. If you want to watch the movie Rollerball to understand globalist Brzezinski nomenclature, David Rockefeller plans, they throw in your face the 1970s James Caan movie Rollerball and explain. You have cities, no longer nations, and then the cities are part of a global government. Houston is energy. Tokyo is technology. Then you have another country that's military. City country, city states. Tokyo, Houston, London, Moscow. And then you're only allowed to produce that. What is the U.S. supposed to produce? Super high-tech weapons to be the top of the pyramid to then export those to all the other groups, keep the arms race going. But then MIT admits that's actually been double-crossed. Insiders were always told America be on top. It's all been transferred to China. It's over through Israel. It's already official. It's done. Officially done. You can look that up yourself. MIT says U.S. has lost the arms superiority race forever. By design, it's over. And the industrial system. See, that was the double-cross gone. The U.S. is slated to only supply until robots are able to take over in the next 15 years, only to supply paramilitary forces. They're only to supply soldiers because generally the European military system and military European stock soldiers are historically good soldiers. That's it. And of course, when I say European training, it doesn't matter if they're Hispanic, black, or whatever. They're put into a European training, really Roman military system, which even goes back to the Greeks. But this is the system. Humans are to be phased out, rendered down, deindustrialized. It's all official. So the sooner you figure that out and read the globalist own documents, the sooner we can beat this. Or you're like, I got my iPad in the game. So what? You can't stop it. I'm going to go party. Well, it doesn't matter if a majority of people either are too stupid or too weak to face the truth. A large minority of us want to have a future and don't want to be erased and don't want to be overwritten and fundamentally aren't going to join with evil. And we're going to beat the globalists. Now, I'll get into the huge attack on free speech in the next hour after calls. We have Jordan Maxwell coming on, who I really think is a great mind and a really smart guy. He's had a lot of health problems. He's been scheduled 3 times in the last 5 years to be on the show and has not ever made it. I hope today is the day he actually comes on. In the third hour, talk about symbolism in movies and subliminal subversive programming and basically predictive programming. So we'll see if he ends up being on the show. Not criticizing him. It's just that trice bitten, trice shy. But we'll see what ends up happening. I really like the guy, and I want to be supportive of him. I know he's been having a lot of health problems with him and his family, and trying to take care of people, and so he's been out of circulation, but that's coming up. I want to go to your phone calls on the Genesis board. Also, my phone system, it looks like it's locked up in here, but we'll see what's happening with that. The toll-free number to join us here on our phone system is 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539. And before I go any further, I want to play this clip of, speaking of the end of the Internet, as we know it, I'm going to explain how they're going to do it, how we can stop it. The FCC head, who has been saying he's against what's happening, but he doesn't control the whole board, has warned that conservative media like Drudge Report will face regulation like PACs, the end of free speech. And you know what? This is where I draw my line. If I want to support Rand Paul or Ted Cruz, or if I want to support a Democratic senator, it doesn't matter. I will support whoever I want with my free speech. And I'm not getting money from these people. If you had a Republican monopoly taking over and shutting things down, I would support the Democrats. Just out of survival. This is the end of free speech, and I will not be part of it. You'll have to send armed thugs here. I'm not going to shut up. And when they try to tell our AM and FM affiliates, if they get this through, that you can no longer carry Alex Jones or any other libertarian talk radio, it's time for the stations to keep it on the air. This is America, folks, and to go to court, to sue the government. They're not going to get away with this. And here's a headline dealing with this. FCC grabs for new regulatory power to go beyond broadband providers, the Hill. Net neutrality's death could spark populist revolt with echoes of the Gilded Age. Washington coddles moneyed, monopolistic internet barons. Yeah. Are we going to let a bunch of insiders take over the web for themselves and shut down their competition? And I don't just mean free speech. They're going to shut down your blog, your bookstore, your rare items shop, your online swap meet. It's all happening. That's why they're banning lemonade stands and bake sales nationwide with SWAT teams. They don't want you buying from farmers markets. They don't want you being a human. They don't want you having a garden. They want you on a giant plantation / reservation. You want to see what you're going to live like Russell Means said before he died on the show? Look at the reservation. Russell Means, we're all on the reservation now. Search that. That's the name of the video. Hour-long, powerful interview. And he says up front, this is the plan. Who invented the reservation? The British. For the Irish and the Scots. Then they deployed it against the Indians, the Native Americans. Then it was deployed by Hitler against the Jews and others. Hitler wrote that he got it from the British model. And the concentration camps were modeled off of U.S. reservations. Look it up. That's the FEMA camps, ladies and gentlemen. They're going to call them emergency relocation centers. They're going to have Friday night movies, folks. Don't worry. But troublemakers will be taken away, though, to a lockdown area. And, you know, given over to mercenaries to be given a dirt nap. I mean, this is a plan. I'm not trying to scare you. They're going to execute this. Why do you think Drudge said months ago, have an exit plan? This is not a game. The rich people had left a long time ago that weren't part of this. I told you that I ran into in Wimberley folks that live next door to one of John Wayne's sons and talked to them, and they were leaving to Costa Rica 4 years ago. They were getting ready to sell out their stuff, their holdings, and leave because you, quote, wouldn't be able to get the money out after that. And sure enough, all that stuff happened. Outside of law, they just did it. You're after tax money. They were going to take money John Wayne made in the 40s and 50s and 60s that he'd already paid taxes on over and over again, and his kids had paid taxes on. They were going to take that. And John Wayne, of course, married a Latin American woman, so his kids speak Spanish. The whole point is they're just getting out of this country, ladies and gentlemen. So that's what's going on in this country. I mean, classical tyranny is being set up. We're going to go to break and come back with Jay, Jack, Lawrence, Albert, Eugene, and then on our phone system, James, David, Andrea, and Terry. And I'm just going to give you 1 minute to go to the next person. We'll take calls to the bottom of the next hour, and then I will summon my psychological and mental repertoire and try to give you a proper analysis of the total internet takeover and how they're going to hit us. And the fact that they're moving forward with this shows you they're getting ready to move. Everything's going to start clicking. But it's so immoral, so evil, we've got a good chance to have this boomerang around and beat them. But this is so incredible. By the way, briefly, please support the broadcast. Don't take it for granted. Spread the word about the audio links, the free podcasts. Save these shows. Save my films. Buy the DVDs at InfoWarsStore.com to have them in archive. Get the T-shirts. Post flyers, start your own radio shows, start your own blogs, start your own access shows. You better use it. It's precious. They do everything they can to keep you off air. Do it. Become an activist. Become a freedom fighter in the info war. We need you. Humanity needs you. Your family needs you. And go to InfoWarsStore.com. Buy the pro-gun t-shirts, the films, the books, the supplements, InfoWarsLife.com. That's how you fund the very tip of the spear in the info war. We need you. You need us.
Hey, this is Steve Sanchez. Worried about the Wall Street Casino? Yeah, me too. Wondering when the stock market is going to collapse? You probably want answers, but you know you can't trust the global elite. Well, my good friend Brett Kitchen, best-selling author, has created a DVD set called The Millionaire Black Box. And for a limited time, you get free access. Call 1-800-259-3131. Find out how the global elite invests without having to deal with the global elite themselves. 1-800-259-3131. 1-800-259-3131.
Gentlemen, in search of a million-dollar smile that'll make them take notice, I mean really get their attention? Then get the mud. My Magic Mud. The fluoride-free whitener with no chemicals, additives, GMOs, or bad taste. And safe to swallow. My Magic Mud detoxifies, reduces sensitivity, cleans and strengthens your teeth while it whitens. Comes as a powder for pure whitening power. Start looking good for that special someone. Get the mud now. MyMagicMud.com.
I'm sick of how the big drug companies are keeping men from fixing their ED without pills. Matt Cook here from GetEDSolutions.com, and I've helped thousands of men fully recover from ED without pills, pumps, or supplements. But the big drug companies collect $5 billion in revenue from sales of ED medications. They don't want my message to get out.
Things are so much better now. Everything kind of came back overnight. My girlfriend is very happy.
I purchased your product yesterday, and it was fantastic.
I have used your system for about 3 weeks, and I'm already seeing great results.
If you're one of the 52% of men who suffer ED, you must go to my website at GetEDSolutions.com and watch an instant web class that shows you how to get rid of your ED forever from the privacy of your own home. That's GetEDSolutions.com for an eye-opening web class you can watch instantly. You'll never be the same, and your wife or girlfriend will thank you because you are smart enough not to just believe the big drug companies, but to find out the truth about ED at GetEDSolutions.com. That's GetEDSolutions.com. GetEDSolutions.com.
A chemical spill contaminating the water supply in 9 West Virginia counties.
This year alone, over 300,000 people in West Virginia had their drinking water contaminated.
What are the health effects of having these drugs in our drinking water?
It's forced medical treatment without the consent of residents.
My friends, water filtration is one of the most basic actions you can take to protect you and your family from the harmful toxins and heavy metals in your tap water.
On average, the county says it sprays with the glyphosate at least once a week.
Few filters cut out the glyphosate that is found in water supply worldwide. Remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, hydrofluorosilicic acid, sodium hexafluorosilicate.
Fluoride, it is in teeth and coffees and waters and breads and toothpaste.
It is our responsibility to protect our families. The establishment's not going to do it. It's time to take action. It's time to filter our water. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and use promo code WATER to get 10% off their entire family of incredible products. Or call toll free 888-253-3139.
Decide the fate of humanity. The time to choose sides has come. We are the resistance. We are the InfoWar.
Bye. By the way, we've got something really special with Rowdy Piper, who's been a guest on the broadcast of They Live, coming up at the bottom of the third hour in the middle of the Jordan Maxwell interview that's coming up. But getting back to the end of the last segment before I go to your calls, where I said fund us, we don't force you to give money to MSNBC and all the globalist outlets, the state-run media. You better fund and support and promote. I know you know that, but I mean, now's the time to act like a chicken with your head cut off. Because if I get major capital, I will throw it against the enemy, and I'll have more to work with and not have to sit there and be more judicious and take my time about things. I mean, it's literally energized me. And we will take it to the enemy savagely, as we've already done. We will literally weaponize this operation against the globalist in the info war. We've already done it. But I'm all in. I'm committed. And you need to promote internet freedom, period, because they're going to kill the free speech first, then they're going after your commerce. That's what they really want to shut down. That's how they control everybody globally through the money. Look at the sanctions on Russia. This is what the technocracy is about. This is a very diabolical plan. It's a new kind of war. Jay, Jack, Lance, Albert, Eugene, James, Andrea, Terry, Rich, I'm going to go to all of you. Like, let's go to about two or three calls right now before this segment ends. Jay, you're on the air, and where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Wyoming. I'm a long-time listener, first-time caller. I've done research on stuff that you have presented, and I believe you. I believe what you're telling me is the truth. The stuff that, you know, the questions I have, you know, the more you learn, the more questions you should be asking. And, you know, with movies like The Stand, you know, where just millions of people die from a disease, and, you know, the movie like, you know, the new Red Dawn movie where it...
Now, when I read The Stand, I was probably 25. And right. By Stephen King, and it's like an allegory of what's going on.
Yeah. Now, the new Red Dawn movie, you know, depicts Obama, you know, totally betraying the people and just allowing, you know, the Koreans to come in, you know, and they bomb out.
Well, again, it was going to be China, but China so controls us, proving the Red Dawn movie politically, that they took 2 years to reshoot it.
Oh, wow.
See what I'm talking about? See what I'm talking about? Yeah. Chinese troops now occupying Paris. AFP, paramilitary police now occupying Paris. This is globalism. Foreign paramilitary in your cities.
My wife wants to know the Obamacare and the death panels.
It sets up federal boards that control the care people can get and cuts back the care. Oh, you're 65, you don't need eye surgery. Oh, you're a smoker, you don't get lung surgery. Oh, your knee's hurt, here's a cane. It's basic British model, but even worse.
Yeah, and I'm seeing that. I just had to quit my job at the VA here in town because of the fact that I can see these veterans being withheld.
It's on record. They put them on death list. It's a death panel. It's not just in Phoenix. All over the country, they just, it's well known. They just say, stop giving treatment to this person, let them die. And then they tie them down, and then flies crawl up their nose, lay eggs in their sinus, and eats their brain. We'll be right back. I'm not joking about that either, folks. I mean, you cannot make this stuff up.
Thank you for listening.
They call it maggoting.
Visit GCNLive.com today. Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
General, what do you think about the FBI saying that there is a terror alert on Monday about a potential Fort Hood situation?
The police are shoving people, shoving Alex, shoving the crowd.
Here we go, folks. I'm being assaulted.
Whether it's the radio show, the news websites, documentary films, or the nightly news, InfoWars is the tip of the spear.
Is this another false flag stage attack to take our civil liberties and put more homeland security while sticking our hands down on the fence on the streets?
It's up to us to set brush fires in the minds of men and women everywhere. And that's what PrisonPlanet.tv is designed to do.
News.
You watch, the Assad regime is going to be blamed or accused of using chemical weapons against the so-called rebels.
What we see now is a war against reality. It's a war against the truth.
It's more vital than ever that supporters of freedom become members of PrisonPlanet.tv and share their membership with up to 11 friends and family. Visit InfoWarsNews.com today. Become a member, share your membership, and help take the InfoWar to the next level.